Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On this podcast, we discuss all sorts of issues dealing with communication, language, rhetoric, discourse. And on today's episode, I want to bring up the topic of race and racism connected to comedians and the things they say in their shows, whether it's stand-up shows or in their podcasts. And so I think we all know, any of us that have heard any stand-up comedians, that many of them will employ race and stereotypes and even use different accents in their comedy shows. And so two of the biggest comedians that I think of when I think of race and comedy are Dave Chappelle and George Lopez. And there's many, many, many more that have used race in their act for decades. And so what I want to think about today is how this racial rhetoric that is used by comedians has an effect on society. And what I mean by that is, I want you to think about whether or not these racial jokes that comedians are telling has a negative effect on society. And you may even argue that it can have a positive effect. And so I talk about this topic with my students, and most of them are fine with the racial jokes. I notice I'm saying racial and not racist, because it's, you know, that is subjective whether or not you think some of these jokes are racist. And so some of my students have, many of my students actually have no issue with these jokes. They think, you know, these are comedians. They, you know, as long as you don't cross a certain line, it's totally fine to kind of make fun of different races and talk about different stereotypes. And then I do have some students that think that it is an issue, that it's keeping certain stereotypes alive, that it's perpetuating racial and racist thinking. And so I'm wondering, as a listener, what you think. And so I think we've all heard, you know, these comedians that will make jokes, right? Like, I've seen a lot of black comedians that will, you know, kind of act like they're being white and say certain things, and that'll get a response from the audience. I've seen, you know, George Lopez crack jokes about, you know, black people and Asian people and white people and Latino people. And so some people, once again, think that that is funny, that that's what comedians are there for. And others think that, no, this is not a good thing for us to be kind of making fun of, in some cases, mocking different races. And so one time I had a student say something really interesting, that they actually think that all of these racial jokes that comedians make is actually good for society, because it allows us to come together and kind of laugh at each other. And as long as you're not, you know, crossing a line where it's obviously just kind of angry, hateful racism towards another group, which is unacceptable, you know, if they're cracking jokes about stereotypes or about culture, that student said, this is actually can be a good thing for society. It brings us together, lets us know that, you know, all our cultures have, you know, different aspects to it that we can find funny. And so I thought that was a really interesting viewpoint that particular student had. And once the student said that, other students kind of agreed with that. But some of them still thought that it was, you know, unnecessary and kind of a way to get a cheap laugh when you're perpetuating certain stereotypes about cultures. And something else I want you as a listener to think about is it okay for these comedians to make fun of their own culture, but then they should stop there and not make fun of other cultures? Because right, in our everyday lives, that seems to be much more acceptable, right? when we crack a joke around our own race or culture, ethnicity, or language that we speak besides English, we can crack jokes, but then, you know, we have to be careful, right, when we're making jokes about other people. And so one of the terms that I study in my field or concepts is something called everyday racism. And so everyday racism, which is an article written by Philomena Essed, she argues that racism is, in kind of in today's world, for the most part, racism isn't perpetuated by these huge historical events, right? Like slavery or genocide, even though you could argue those things are still happening to a certain extent in some places in the world. But she argues that racism in our world is perpetuated mainly through the everyday things we do and say. And so what she's talking about there is, you know, when we're, you know, maybe we are telling, there's a parent that's telling their kid, well, maybe you shouldn't date outside of your race, right? Or when somebody says, oh, well, these people's food, this culture's food is weird and smells bad, right? Or when we make a comment about a person's hair, right, because it's different from, you know, maybe our culture's hair, or when we say, when we put down somebody's music and there's kind of a indirect commentary being made about that person's culture, right? So in these sort of everyday instances where we perpetuate stereotypes or racist thinking, whether it's small commentary or kind of bigger commentary that we make to friends or family or on social media, or little things we may do at work or in relationships. And so Philomena Essed argues that it's this everyday racism, these things that we do and say in everyday life that are perpetuating racism. And some would argue, and she doesn't talk specifically about comedians, but some would argue that what comedians are doing when they make these racial jokes is, in a small way, maybe they're perpetuating racism because they are keeping a division between people. And even though people are laughing and cracking and you know, laughing and having a good time watching the show and getting along, that it's an indirect way of perpetuating these divisions among people. And so I'm not saying to agree or disagree with that, but I want you to kind of think about that, because this podcast is all about bringing up topics and then having you think about how you feel about these different topics. And so the thing I want to end with is, I found an interesting story online talking about a Saturday Night Live comedian, or actually a comedian that was hired to be on Saturday Night Live in 2019, and then he was fired before being able to be on the show. And so this comedian's name was Shane Gillis. And so I'm going to read a little bit from this article from the Washington Post called "This Means War: Comedians Criticize Saturday Night Live for Firing Shane Gillis Over Racist Language." And so I'm going to read some paragraphs here from the article. So it starts, "Shane Gillis will not be making his Saturday Night Live debut, much to the relief of many who decried the comedian for using racist and homophobic language in recently recorded podcasts. But not everyone is celebrating the sketch comedy show's decision to part with the comic. Several prominent comedians, including Saturday Night Live alums Rob Schneider and Norm Macdonald, slammed the NBC show for reversing course on Gillis, one of the three new featured players the series announced in 2019. One of the first comics to publicly come to Gillis's defense was Rob Schneider, who joined SNL as a writer in the late 1980s and was a cast member from 1990 to 94. And he wrote, "As a former Saturday Night Live cast member, I am sorry that you had the misfortune of being a cast member during this era of cultural unforgiveness where comedic misfires are subject to the intolerable inquisition of those who never risk bombing on stage themselves. Schneider, who in recent years has been critical of the show that made him famous, suggested a suspension might have been more appropriate for Gillis. But it was unclear how much of Gillis's podcast commentary Schneider had actually heard. And Schneider himself has been criticized for employing racial stereotypes. Most of the comments that found Gillis under fire last week did not take place in a stand-up setting, but on a podcast called Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, which the comic co-hosted with his friend Matt McCusker. Controversy erupted after journalists shared a clip of one 2018 episode that featured the duo using racist slurs against Chinese people and mocking their accents. Gillis also has been criticized for remarks he made as a guest on other podcasts, one of which featured him using an anti-Semitic and racist slur to reference Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Notably, Yang defended Gillis after Vice reported the comic's repeated use of the slur in a May podcast recording. He tweeted that he did not support Gillis losing his job and offered to meet with the comic. Hours after Saturday Night Live said Gillis would not be joining the show's upcoming 45th season, Yang tweeted that the meeting may soon take place. The presidential hopeful has faced some criticism for his approach to the controversy. According to Jen Fang, creator of the Asian American advocacy blog Reappropriate, he's trying to let Shane Gillis off the hook so he can cater to other voters that he needs to get to the White House. Also, Norm Macdonald, who spent 5 seasons on Saturday Night Live in the 90s, made it clear he was unhappy with the decision. He wrote, "Of course you know this means war." He also tagged Gillis in an apologetic tweet. So Norm Macdonald was kind of apologizing to Gillis, who had made these racial stereotypical comments on a podcast. So Norm Macdonald wrote to him, "Hey Shane, I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine how you must feel. The work it takes to get to Saturday Night Live and to have it snatched away by some guy on social media. Unacceptable. Please DM me, pal, when you have a moment. I'm sorry." So this is interesting, right? Because this comedian who was going to get a spot on Saturday Night Live was fired because somebody pointed out some racist and homophobic slurs he did on a podcast. And so that's the whole question of today's episode, right? What is acceptable for comedians and their rhetoric, their comedic rhetoric? Is it pushing the boundary and getting society to kind of look at itself? And so that is a good thing for society. And like my student said, is it a good thing that it is getting different people together to laugh at each other and laugh at, you know, silly cultural things? Or is it part of what Philomena Essett calls everyday racism and is perpetuating division and the racializing of society and even racism? So as always, I want you to think about this issue, maybe bring it up with your friends, your family, coworkers, and have a discussion about what you think about comedians' racial rhetoric. Hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, you can listen anywhere. Please share the episode if you found it interesting. You can like and comment on social media. The podcast has Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a great day.